These kids that are in the fight, they are the stars. They're the ones who go to clinic daily, weekly, and they wear a big old smile on their face. A lot of times they keep moms and dads feeling okay. Kids like Joshua Ribeiro, who I see right now via Zoom, but man, I wish I could be there. We could give each other a high five or a fist bump or even a hug. We met last year. How you doing these days? Having issues here in the audio. Hold on just one second. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got you. How you feeling these days? Go ahead and repeat that.
I'm doing good. I'm just really sick of the whole quarantine thing already.
What has the pandemic meant for someone who's in the cancer fight? Does that change anything for you in terms of who you come in contact with, the things you're able to do and things like that?
It has definitely changed a lot of things because I'm a cancer patient. I have an compromised immune system, so I can't do everything that I would usually be able to do. It's hard to be able to get out. It's hard to be able to go to places because I don't know if someone there is sick. A simple sneeze or cough could just get me sick right off the bat. And when I have to go for my LPs on Thursdays, I have to go get tested for coronavirus on Tuesdays, and then I have to get my results on Wednesday, and then I'm finally able to go. Jeez. And it's usually like a 24-hour process.
That's a lot. And you've been COVID-free along the way as well?
Yes.
Okay, good. So when did you get the cancer diagnosis? How old are you now, and when did you get the diagnosis?
I'm 13, and I got it October 18th of 2018.
All right, and so what was the diagnosis?
ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
That's one of the more common ones. We've heard that from a lot of families and kids. Were you told that it's kind of one of the more common?
I was told that it's one of the more, like, rarer blood diseases, blood cancers. Even though it's kind of crazy that a lot of people get it, I was told that it's kind of like a rarer blood disease.
Okay, and how are you doing these days? I'm seeing you now, and when we met last year, you had hair. I don't see that this time.
So, they didn't inform us that going through this part of maintenance, I would have no hair. So my hair started falling out and I had no idea what was going on. And I thought it was just crazy. So my mom called the doctor and was asking like, hey, my son's hair is falling out. Like, what is going on? And they're like, yeah, that's completely normal. Their hair can fall out. I'm like, oh, wow. Thanks for the information now.
At 13 years old, did you lose your hair during chemo?
Yes.
Okay. So you're in maintenance now. What is maintenance?
So maintenance it's kind of like the easier part of chemo. I take oral chemo at home and I go into the hospital once a month to get a spinal tap or an LP. And then I usually get vincristine, which is another chemo. And that's really it. I mean, it's super easy now, this part.
Super easy to get a spinal tap. That's crazy to hear, honestly, Joshua. What's the long-term prognosis? What are your doctors telling you?
So now with the whole, they did a couple studies with a whole bunch of different people around the world, or a whole bunch of different scientists and doctors around the world. And in the UK, the prognosis for kids that get diagnosed with cancer is they can do 2 years. But they asked us, do I want to do 2 years or do I just want to do the full 3 years just to get all my chemos done and everything? But certain parts, certain chemos that you get during the 2 year, I never got during the 3 year, or certain parts of the 2 year. Yeah, I said that correctly.
That's all right.
So we decided to go with the 3 years. So they said that I should be ending off February of 2022.
Nice. How are you going to celebrate?
Oh, we're going to throw a huge party. We're going to go to Vegas and throw a huge party.
We're going to go to Vegas. Can you bring us up to speed on when you were introduced to the Child Cancer Fund and what they've meant to your family along the way?
Oh my goodness. I've known them for a long time. It's crazy. I've met them ever since I was pretty much diagnosed in the hospital. And they've meant so much to me. I mean, just the stuff that they do is it's insane. It's absolutely crazy. And it's definitely helped along the way with a lot of going through cancer and going through chemo and just being drained. And it's definitely helped a lot. I loved Boggy Creek. Boggy Creek was the best. I loved the family one, but the solo one, I just needed some time away from the family, and the solo one definitely helped.
Well, and you didn't have to pay to go to camp, right?
No, right. It's completely funded.
It's all funded. All of it is funded through the Child Cancer Fund and generosity through Carathon and your generosity through the years at childcancerfund.org. Cost of a tutor, did you go through any, have you had a tutor at all to help you with schoolwork?
Yes, I have had a tutor to help me with some of the schoolwork.
I know a $500 donation can help a kid go all the way through the tutoring for an entire year. Did that help you? Are you in good position here?
Yes, it helps. I'm now in eighth grade. I completely passed through seventh grade, and I'm now going into eighth.
Awesome. You hopped on the phones last year at Nemours for Carathon Day, so unfortunately we can't do that now. If you could appeal to someone who's listening to your story, we're talking with Joshua Ribeiro, someone who's listening right now about what the Child Cancer Fund has meant to you, or they're thinking, maybe I'll help some point. What would you want to say to them?
I would like to say that just any donation helps. Any sort of donation that you can make, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $5, $10, all that money goes towards helping a kid or a family that is in need of help, and it helps fund all of these things, all of these events and things that you guys do, and it's absolutely amazing. So I would just like to say that any amount of money helps. It helps fund Boggy Creek. It helps fund that child life specialists that are at each one of the hospitals, and it would just mean it's any amount. It does not matter. Any amount helps.
Absolutely. Joshua, good to see you. Good to hear from you. Good to hear how well you're doing. I love your smile. Good buddy. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too, Rich.
All right. You take care soon, and we'll talk to you soon, and hopefully see you soon as opposed to through these monitors. You can make a donation in honor of kids like Joshua and others that we've met along the way at WOKV.com, childcancerfund.org. As Carathon Week continues, don't wait for someone else to do it. If you're motivated to give, even if it's $10, as you said so eloquently, you can make that donation right now at childcancerfund.org. It's 8:16.